New Millennium Audio presents Best of the West, Volume 3.
Mountain Duel, The Price of a Squaw, by Terry C. Johnston. The long valley of the Green River yawned away from him as he crested the top of the rise. Kit had to stop for a moment, to savor the view of the river valley stretching itself and greeting to him as surely as a crow maiden would open her arms to welcome him within their laughing love. A smile turned up the corners of his lips as he thought of the joy that lay before him. Below were gathered the tribes and trappers from the surrounding mountains. Here, too, were the traders to buy a man's beaver plues. Here they would sell a trapper plunder and possibles to make another year in the mountains a reality. Mountain riders shot past him quickly, spurring their ponies into a frantic dash down the slope. More than 40-plus of the trappers put heels to their steeds as they galloped past Kit, each man excited and eager not to waste another moment in getting rendezvous underway. Blue Steller's jays were sent skyward by the excited yelps of the trappers, and magpies pushed toward the clouds as the new arrivals emptied their rifles in a noisy, sporadic greeting to the camp below. "Seeds Kiddee," he said quietly with an edge of excitement himself. "Sandy, that be Seeds Kiddee," more loudly this time. Then he let out a whoop of happiness as he dug moccasined heels into his pony's flanks. "We come to rendezvous." The pony burst into action once more as if in understanding of its master's joy. Through clumps of hide lodges this small, tightly muscled mountain man rode.